Oklahoma City is already thinking ahead for hosting two Olympic sports. Justice arrived today for the family of a young murder victim. And a camp that teaches children about Tulsa's painful history. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, June 27th. I'm Deborah Shar. Oklahoma City is expected to host softball and canoe slalom events during the 2028 Summer Olympics. Mayor David Holt addressed the media today to provide a few more details. KGOU's Logan Layden reports.
Mayor Holt discussed the public reaction to the Olympics coming to OKC and seemed relieved to finally be able to talk about it after years of behind-the-scenes efforts.
The reaction to the news in OKC has been nothing short of euphoric. I have had the opportunity to experience these emotions for a bit longer, 6 years in fact, but I can attest that the excitement doesn't wane. For a kid who grew up in OKC, the prospect of our city hosting LA 28 Olympic events is amazing and historic.
Los Angeles is the official host city for the 2028 Summer Games, and the process isn't complete. The plan for venue sites still needs to be approved by the LA City Council. In Oklahoma City, I'm Logan Layden.
Oklahoma carried out an execution today on its longest-serving death row inmate. KGOU's Hannah France reports.
66-year-old Richard Rojum was executed at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister via lethal injection on Thursday. His time of death was 10:16 a.m. Rojum was convicted of the 1984 kidnapping, rape, and murder of his former stepdaughter, Layla Cummings. Rojum had been sentenced to death for the murder 3 separate times. His first 2 convictions were thrown out due to trial errors, but he was given the death penalty for the 3rd time by a Custer County jury in 2007. This was the state's 2nd execution of 2024, following the execution of Michael Dwayne Smith in April. There are no more executions scheduled for this year, and moving forward they will be scheduled with 90-day intervals. I'm Hannah France.
While teaching history in classrooms has become more difficult, educators in Tulsa's Greenwood neighborhood are taking steps to fill in the gaps. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Ben Abrams reports on a summer program instructing kids on the history of Black Wall Street.
Black Wall Street was a place where lots of Black African-American people, they all prospered.
The Greenwood Cultural Center in North Tulsa has been holding a summer camp for kids to learn the history of the neighborhood that surrounds them. Tulsa-raised author Charity Barton teaches the kids about businesses that made up Black Wall Street. Barton released a children's book this year called We Did That, focused on Black entrepreneurship. She says what she's teaching needs to reach more students, pointing to the depth of diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives.
The program, I do see it as being a way to reach kids in a time where DEI has been taking a hit.
Oklahoma law prohibits public school teachers from teaching history in a way that makes any student feel, quote, discomfort, guilt, anguish, or any other form of psychological distress. Opponents say the law muddies the teaching of historical racism. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
A recent report finds that community services are needed to support indigenous LGBTQ+ young people. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sarah Lisi reports on how one organization works to fill that need.
The organization Cousins meets twice a month for talking circles. The goal? Provide a safe space for young LGBTQ+ and Two-Spirit people. A recent report by the Trevor Project found indigenous LGBTQ+ youth face higher rates of anxiety, depression, and self-harm. Cousins co-founder Sarah Adams says statistics like that make the organization a valuable resource.
If there is somebody that you know that you can talk to and you can be honest with, that's a lifeline.
The Trevor Project noted that community services that support LGBTQ+ indigenous youth are imperative, and more funding is needed to aid in these efforts. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A.
But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.